Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
Jesus said in Luke 10 and 19, "Behold, I give you authority to trample on serpents and scorpions, and over all of the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Spirits are subject to you." In the realm of the spirit, evil spirits are subject to you in the name of Jesus Christ. Jesus said in Mark 16 and 17, "These signs will follow those who believe. In my name they will cast out evil spirits." Why? Because they are subject to us through the name of Jesus Christ. Somebody say amen. Number four, to receive healing, you must be persistent. In Luke 11 and 9, Jesus said, "Keep on asking and you will be given what you ask for. Keep on seeking and you will find. Keep on knocking and the door will be open. For everyone who keeps asking receives. Everyone who keeps seeking finds, and the door is open to everyone who keeps knocking." Now, when you read those verses in the English language, it simply says to ask. It simply says to seek. It simply says to knock. But the original language shows the persistence that God says you must have to receive anything. It really means keep on asking. It means that you should keep on seeking. You should keep on knocking. And then it says in verse 10, "For everyone who keeps asking receives. Everyone who keeps seeking finds. And the door is open to everyone who keeps on knocking." You must be persistent to be healed. And never, ever give up. Don't you ever say in your mind, "Well, it must be the will of God for me to stay sick." Folks, that was never God's plan from the very beginning of creation. It's not his plan today. Don't you dare give up on your healing. God wants you well. I wish above all things that you prosper in health is what the word of God says. Now listen to what Hebrews 10 and 35 says. It says, "Now, do not throw away this confident trust in the Lord. No matter what happens, remember the great reward it brings you. Patient endurance is what you need now, so you will continue to do God's will, that is, believe his word, confess his word. Then you will receive all that he has promised you." See, after you have done all of these things, you've asked Jesus into your heart, you are acting on your faith after you've been praying for healing. You are coming against the enemy if he is trying to cause any sickness in your body. After you've done all of these things, you must be persistent and keep on doing them and keep believing. The Bible says, don't throw away your trust in God. Don't throw away the truth of the scripture that God wants you healed. The Bible says you simply need now is patient endurance in what you're doing, because you know that as you remain consistent and persistent, then you will receive the promise of the scripture. Somebody say amen. Never give up, because healing and help is on the way. With the time I have left, I want to discuss emotional healing. Because some of us are living with our emotions out of control. You can say amen or oh me. Many possess anxiety and fear gripping their lives. We battle improper desires and thoughts. We suffer from abuse in our past, some in our present. We battle depression and anger in our lives. See, all these emotions influence our ability to fulfill our spiritual destiny in life. God wants to heal your emotions if you simply allow him to do it. Listen to what the scripture says in Jeremiah 30 and verse 17. For I will restore health to you and heal you of your wounds, says the Lord. God will do it. See, help is on the way. Now, the most important thing regarding your emotional healing is that you must make your emotions to submit to the Word of God. I said, you must do it. Stop worrying. Philippians chapter 4 and 6 says, do not be anxious for anything, but in everything by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God. So that's the first thing. Don't worry. Don't become fearful. Don't become anxious. What are we going to do about this? There's not enough money, or this is not happening for us. I don't have a job. Listen, calm down. Go to God's word for an answer. And in his word in Philippians 4 and 6, write this scripture down. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition with thanksgiving. Why do I need to praise him before it happens? Because that shows your faith that it's going to happen. Present your request to God. Now listen to the results. If you do this, you will experience God's peace, which is far more wonderful than the human mind can understand. His peace will keep your thoughts and your heart quiet and at rest as you trust in Christ Jesus. See, when you do what the Word of God says, then God moves on his behalf to do what he says he'll do. Give your fears to God. Come on, lift a hand and say, I will give my fears to God from this day forward. Now give the Lord a hand of praise if you mean that. And let me just say again, listen, folks, we live in the realm of the spirit. Please understand this. There are some people who just want to live in the natural world. Can I tell you this? The natural world was birthed in the spirit realm. God, who is spirit, created the natural realm. So whether you like it or not, you live in a spirit realm, which means you have to obey the laws of the realm of the spirit, which means you are fighting against an enemy that is trying to stop you. In 2 Timothy 1 and 7, the Bible calls fear a spirit. Now, there are natural fears to make you afraid, yes, but then there is the spirit of fear. It says, God has not given us the spirit of fear, but power and love and a sound mind. When you find yourself losing it and you can't hold it together and you're afraid of the dark and you're afraid of this and you've got all kinds of phobias and you're wondering what's going to happen, how's it? That's the spirit of fear. You say, well, how do I know? Because if you're a Christian, the Bible says God has given you power. God has given you love. The love of God makes you too secure to lose your mind, to lose your perspective on things. When things go wrong, you should be saying, no, God loves me too much for this to be happening to me. No, God's going to make a way. No help is coming. Something's going to change because God loves me. See, it's the spirit of fear that tries to make you forget all of that. The Bible says, God has given you a sound mind. You can deal with any situation. Just don't allow fear to take control. So you need to bind the spirit of fear. So come on, repeat after me. The next time I'm stricken with fear, I will say, in the name of Jesus, spirit of fear, you are bound. Get out of my life in the name of Jesus and don't come back. Amen. And don't tell them to go next door and get your neighbor either. Tell them to get out of the neighborhood. Fear can lead to depression. I need to mention this. I've got to touch on this. Approximately 21 million adults in the United States alone suffer from emotional depression. 500,000 depressed people between the ages of, 18 and 35 commit suicide every year. What causes depression? Well, they say that depression is caused after a major life change. It could be the death of a loved one. It could be a divorce. It could be the loss of a job or a move. Even seemingly happy events, such as becoming a parent or getting married, can trigger depression. Even a smaller change can sometimes trigger depression. But understand this, Jesus wants to heal you of depression. You do not have to live a depressed life. I don't care if it's clinical. I don't care if it's hormonal. I don't care what it is. God will heal you of depression. You don't have to live like that. Listen to what it says in Isaiah 61 and 1. Jesus said, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the suffering and the afflicted. He has sent me to comfort the brokenhearted. To all who mourn, he will give beauty for their ashes, joy instead of mourning, praise instead of the spirit of heaviness." Jesus Christ has come to end your depression. You don't have to take drugs. You don't have to live depressed. You can be delivered because that's why Jesus came, by the power of the Holy Spirit. Now listen to what he says in Matthew 11 and 28. And especially those of you who are dealing with depression, I want you to write this scripture down. And don't worry about your neighbor seeing you write it down. Okay, everybody write it down. Well, if I write it down, they're gonna know I'm depressed. Jesus said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Now the word labor there in the Greek, it implies a reduction of strength as a result of trouble and inner emotional pain. That's why it's so hard to get up and get started. Laden there means burden, filled with anxiety and fear. Jesus says, "Come unto me and I will give you rest."
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. Here's Pastor Steve with a special invitation for you.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve. Each of us have a prophetic destiny. The Bible says the Lord called me before my birth. From within the womb, he called me by my name. Each of us was born to serve a divine purpose. God is the only one qualified to guide your life. He is the only one who knows the future. In Isaiah 46 and 9, it says, "For I alone am God. I am God and there is none like me. Only I can tell you the future before it happens, and everything I plan will come to pass." I want to personally invite you to our worship service this Sunday at 10 a.m. It's one of the ways that I know that you're listening. I would love to shake your hand and pray for you. I am certain that the service will encourage you and prepare you for the coming week. A church that is alive is worth the drive. Come discover how to discover your real purpose.
Spirit Life Church is located in the middle of the Mid-Cities at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst. We offer a safe environment. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
We have to begin to submit our emotions to the Word of God. Do you know that your emotions are deceitful? Our emotions are the most deceitful part of our lives. Jeremiah 17 and 9 says, "The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it?" I've got to touch on this as we're about to close. One of Satan's greatest temptations for the church is sexual immorality. Buckle your seats. We're going to go on a bumpy ride. Right now, ushers, lock the doors. In 1 Corinthians 6 and 9, it says, do not be deceived. Neither the sexually immoral, nor idolaters, or adulterers, nor prostitutes, nor homosexual offenders, nor thieves, nor the greedy, nor drunkards, nor slanderers, nor swindlers shall inherit the kingdom of God. Now let's talk about these behaviors. In verse 6, it begins with, do not be deceived. Sexual immorality will keep you out of heaven. I'm going to say it again. Sexual immorality will keep you out of heaven. Anybody want to go to heaven? Anybody? Sexual immorality will keep you out of heaven. Any type of sexual relations outside of marriage is forbidden by God. Now listen to what Jesus said in Matthew 5 and 28. Anyone who even looks at a woman with lust in his eyes has already committed adultery. He's done it with her in his heart. Now, this verse can also apply to pornography. And pornography is a big problem in our society, not just in the world, but in the church. Listen to this poll. There was a Christian Net poll reported that said 50% of all Christian men and 20% of all Christian women are addicted to pornography. Now, maybe not you, but this is what the report says. 60% of the women who answered the survey admitted to having significant struggles with lust. 40% admitted to being involved in sexual sin in the past year. Now, how many of you remember Promise Keepers? That was a men's conference, a huge men's conference. It was very, very successful in bringing men out and helping them to get closer to God. Promise Keepers survey at one of their stadium events revealed that over 50% of the men in attendance were involved with pornography within 1 week of attending that event. In Christianity Today, a survey states 33% of clergy admit to having visited a sexually explicit website. Sexual immorality is no longer the church's little secret. Every now and then you see some church leader or something on the news. I don't have to mention names. But what you see these leaders doing is just the tip of the iceberg. And the reason why the church suffers from so many problems with immorality is because it's not taught enough. So let me just give you a few scriptures. In 1 Thessalonians 4 and 3, it states that God's will for our lives is to abstain from sexual immorality. That's the will of God. In 2 Timothy 2, 2 and 2, it says, flee youthful lust or sexual desires. I don't know why they call it youthful, because men way up in age, they still got the same lust. Just flee lust and sexual desires. Run away from it. 1 Corinthians 6 and 28 states, flee fornication or sexual immorality. Once again, the Bible mentions adultery and fornication as the works of the flesh, and those that are involved in these things aren't going to heaven. That's important for us to know and to understand. See, God has stated throughout his word not to be involved sexually outside of marriage. In Hebrews 13 and 4, it says, marriage is honorable and the bed undefiled, but the sexually immoral and adulterers God will judge. So after a teaching like this, people say in their mind, well, God understands that we love each other, and you know what? We should be able to express our intimacy together. I'm going to say it again. God created sexual intimacy for marriage alone. There is no other place is accepted by God in heaven. In Ephesians 5 and 3, It says, let there be no sexual immorality, impurity, or greed among you. Such sins have no place among God's people. Now, if you abound in any of these areas, help is on the way. The Holy Spirit will take these desires out of you if you give them to Him. He will give you the power, is what I'm saying. Not to indulge in these things. But listen, you've got to have a conversation with yourself. Don't get into a situation and then try to talk yourself out of something when you've already started putting your foot on the pedal. Some people find out that doesn't work. You get with that other person and you get the motor running, and then you start accelerating, and then you start getting convicted. And he said, whoa, let's pull off of the pedal. Well, that person takes their foot and they press it down all the way. That's not the time to say, well, we can't go all the way through. Listen, don't even get there. Run away from that. Don't allow yourself to be in a situation where that can happen to you. The Bible says in Romans 8 and 12, therefore, brothers and sisters, we have no obligation. We have an obligation, but it is not to the sinful nature to live according to it. For if you live according to your sinful nature, you will die. But if by the Holy Spirit you put to death the misdeeds of the body, then you'll live. So how do we do this? How do we get out of that lifestyle of sexual immorality? Number one, ask God to forgive you. You have got to say, Lord, this is sin. Forgive me. Secondly, increase your prayer and begin to fast. Yes, you must fast because some things are only broken by prayer and fasting. Also, you need to break off that improper relationship. In fact, you need to stop hanging around individuals who think it's all right to sleep with people. It's okay. Because there's an unclean spirit that's following them and he wants to be your friend too. Get rid of all pornography and literature. You have to do that. You've got to get it out of your house. Cancel certain cable stations where you know that they show all kinds of explicit sex scenes, especially at night in the evening. What, I have to get rid of my HBO? Yeah. Get rid of the internet sites. Put blocks on those sites. Get an accountability partner. If you're married, use your husband or your wife. Find a men's group. Find a woman's group and tell them, this is what I'm doing. Listen, don't keep your sin in the closet because you'll never come out. When people don't know what you're doing, then it's comfortable to stay in there. Even though you may be dying inside, you have got to expose the light of God's word to your sin for that sin to be dealt with. Now, God wants to help you today with all of these issues of healing in your lives. Isaiah 41 and 10 says, don't be afraid, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. And then he says, I will uphold you with my victorious right hand. What does that mean? That God will give you victory. You don't have to be afraid. The Holy Spirit is here to help us today. In fact, Jesus said in John 16 and 7, he said, I tell you the truth, it is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I depart, I will send the Helper to you. Folks, the Helper is here. And help is on the way for you if you will simply submit yourself to the Word of God in prayer.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. If you were touched by the message today, consider going to our website and making a donation of any size. Your generous donation can help keep our radio ministry alive. Visit our website at aplacetogrow.org and contribute today. You can also download a copy of today's message by navigating to the Media tab. The title of today's message is Help is on the Way, Part 2. Now Pastor Steve wants to pray with you.
Thank you for listening to A Place to Grow. I'm so glad for this opportunity to be able to pray with you. I don't know your needs, but God certainly knows them. So let's pray together. Father, we ask that you would bless every individual in the name of Jesus, your Holy Son. Father, you are a God of blessing. You know the needs of the people today. We believe you today in the name of your precious Son, Jesus, to meet every need. And we thank you for it in his name. Let's say amen. Thank you for listening to A Place to Grow. God bless you and keep listening.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. You're always invited to join us for our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10. We offer a safe environment. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Also, remember to be with us every weekday at 4 p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 2:30, right here on Bible School Radio 91.3 KDKR.